the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, here at the end of Siman Reish Nun Gimel, on page 48, in the Halachas of Shia and Chazara, and we're continuing with the Ramah. Ramah's middle explaining that regarding the role of non-Jews on Shabbos, about putting pots back on the fire, explaining that our tanurim have halacha like a kira. So it continues in the top line of page 48. Usmicha bekira shene kirufa k'tuma. Doing smicha, doing near the kira, that's not gar for katum, is kedin kirufa k'tuma, has halacha like when it's gar for katum, le'in nesino leha, regarding putting it on top of it. Well, Kvaran is already explained. Shenogel haka b'chazar b'shabbos. Meaning is to be makel by doing chazar and shabbos. I play nicha gabi karkim to put on the ground. But then something is lismach letaner shenig gar v'katam to do smicha to a taner that's not gar v'katam. Since the pot is still warm, and mevushal kotzok is totally cold, we have a pashal hatter. That's a widespread custom to permit ayin lekamon simen shenyut ches. Says the Mishabura, siv katan chof dalad. So is that doing smicha, which means just doing it near the kira wall, let's say. It's not garva katim, is kedin gruva v'chulu. It's like what it means to say is. Just like whether you're allowed to put it back even on Shabbos. The same hetter that we have when it's garva katim, that you could do chazara, regarding putting it on top. Doing smicha, which is a lower step. So even though it's not gravel katim, that's also permitted, just like chazara is permitted on top, which is more severe when it's gravel katim. Then the Ramah said, we already explained that the minhag is to be make of a chazara on Shabbos, even put on the ground, and same thing is to smicha to taner, it's not gravel katim. So he says, that's its own idea. But someone means to say, as kich, delin chazal gabit grufa. Just like returning the pot on top of a letter when there's a blech. This Barlel, the Mutter, really explained that it's permitted a filling like a bikarkim, even though it was already put on the ground. Who had then in lachs of lismach et sultanosh in the garf on this galel. Same thing is regarding this returning and also regarding smicha near a tana that's not garf that we mentioned before. A filling made the bikarkim a bikarka, even if it was put before and on the ground. Gamkein, Mutter, that's also permitted, it's not a problem. And again, because since it's warm and it's totally cooked, so you don't have any problems about bishul, and smicha is also not a problem. It's something that's not the norm, just like garfa katim is not, and therefore it's no problem about shemi echatim. Simreish nadal. Dinin tavshil ha-mukhan me'er b'shabbos, the halachas of foods that were prepared from before Shabbos, k'dil l'gomer b'shabbos, so that they are finished on Shabbos by testing even there's 9 paragraphs. Sif aleph. Even though raw meat, you're allowed to do shahia, as we explained in the previous siman, you're allowed to leave it on the open flame from before Shabbos, because I'm not concerned shemi echata. And the b'gedera, that's in the pot. But when you're roasting she'etzel, as you contain daf chafei, ha'esh, which is near the fire, you're not allowed to leave it close to Shabbos. Shemarles bashel, because it's quick to cook. And you still might come to stoke the coals to have it in time for the meal. When we say this, if it's the meat of an ox or a goat, but the meat of a kid, goat, or bird, that's a chicken, which are cut up into limbs, mutter, that would be permitted. Why? You're not concerned that you're going to stoke the coals. Because if you're going to stoke the coals, you're pierce. In other words, eat some again, that's all. It's going to remove from the category of being roasted because we get on this. It's going to be considered in the category of getting burnt. Habasar, the meat, it's going to get charred. The only needs the warming of the fire, and if you're going to stoke it, it's going to make it worse. So we're not concerned that you're going to be yichate in that case. Says the Mishabura. Siv, actually before, he gives an introduction. In the words, Afalpi, Bechulu, he says, I am Ber Halacha, which in the Ramaskal Afalpi. Because we brought the sugya of the Gemara in short, to explain the words of the Mechaber and the Ramah in these two sifim. Sifkat and Aleph. So even though raw meat, mutla, shoysai, that you're allowed to keep it on the open flame from before Shabbos. Hainu, that is a mutli thing of the chalash. So it's got to keep it taner. You're allowed initially keep it on the open flame on the kira and the taner. I feel like in the group and kudum, even if it is not garb katan, the coals are not shoveled away or they're not covered because the kimet shuchai, since it's raw, we say masir daitim and adlamachar. You're going to remove your consciousness from it till tomorrow. You know it's not going to be ready by tonight because it's raw meat. And the whole night it could definitely cook without being stoked. It could not be a simon dish and gimel, like a simon dish and gimel. That was last simon. Siv cut and bays. Abel betzali, that's meaning that was in the pot. But when you're roasting, I feel him tell us it's all about taner. Even if you're roasting the roast in the taner, the tan machus and the taner is covered. Ugh, shayna toch betit. But it's not sealed with clay. Hashem, we're concerned, jigal akis, you're going to uncover the covering. And you're going to stoke the coals, which as the Shartzi Nice Alv says, because he does not permit at the end of the sieve, only if it's sealed with clay. But without that, you'd have the same problems that we have here with the roast, sieve cut and gimel. So we're saying, but with roast, she'etz la'esh, it's near the fire, that's what we said we're concerned. Because when you say near the fire, it says, mishmur la'puke tzli keder. It's coming to exclude pot roast. Because dina kibigdeira, that has halacha like cooking in a pot. And then you're allowed to keep it on open flame when it's raw. It's only on the fire itself. Gam mir mechabez, also the mechabez is excluding with this description. If we put it literally on the fire, here we're saying near the fire. Literally on the fire is the sham as a continued of chavei. I feel a bit psai gidi also. There, even by the other case of the kid goat meat is going to be forbidden. Like I'm on the base, like we'll see later on the base. I shabbat tabuk with the other reason. Tivkot and Dalid. So he said, then also lanichay, then it's forbidden to leave it close before Shabbos, because again, it'll be quick to cook and you might come to Mechata. So he explains, unless there's time when it's still daytime, it's nitzel kokach, that's going to be so roasted, because yeah, it goes so fast, that actually, by the time it's Shabbos, it's, the more it's cooked, the worse it's going to get. And which that's Behula De Rishonim of Rishim and Rishon Gimel. That's according to the first opinion of Rishon and Gimel. Rishon and according to the second opinion, whether it's enough, and this is the Mechamed Rizai, that it cooked, let's say, half or a third cooked from because it's cooking so fast, then that would be permitted. And Sharatzin Oizdal says this from the Mogen Raman and Tas. It says, according to the Shitz Machab, which Shitz Rambam, but according to the Shitz placement of Ramah, Brun, and Hagah, then it's enough. Yeah, it's Mechamed Rizai, even if you're going to hold it in the pot. Like those who say it's also in Rishon and Gimel. Sibkat and Hay. And the reason why it's a problem is because Shememail is Vashel. It's quick to cook and you might be Mechat when you're roasting. Because of Rishon and Gimel, the mini kidneys, Virakas, types of beans and vegetables, Shadvar, Mrakma, other soft things, I feel like a day Remail is Vashel. Even the pot, they're quick to cook. Even if they're raw, Chashin ben Shemichata, we are concerned, seem like the halacha here that you might come to stoke the coals. Finally, come on, the sivches, be halacha sham, sivkat vav. So the mechaber qualified and says, when did we say this concern of roasting? Is bibsar, shor, b'chulu, ox meat, or from a goat, shehu baser kosher, it's hard meat. So it really needs a lot of cooking. Then we're concerned, even though it cooks quickly, but you might come to stoke it to have it for the night meal. Sivkat and zayin aval, but the meat of a goat or a bird, hainu gidi arach. We mean a soft goat, because as the Sharatin I say says on barcha, which is the goat that's not savik. Rashi explains that's ayel gadol, a large ram, which the inference is that gidi is rach, is soft. Meaning a young goat, sivkat and chashem and utachim, which they're cut up into limbs, then it's mutter. But if it's not cut up into pieces, actually then even chicken or whatever needs cooking just like ox and goat, I mean, and if you're going to stoke the coals, the meat will not get singed. And then actually we are concerned with chitur. It's only because if they're soft and you cut into limbs, so then sivkot has mut, then permitted. It's totally raw, and the magic has cooked a little bit, we'll see later on the Ramah, and the reason for that is, as the Mechaber explains, Sivkat Yud, Shemichat Bechulu, because if you're going to stoke the coals, it's going to get burnt. And so he says, Levitam is there, according to this reasoning, in Chilik, there's no difference Beinim Tzilei B'taner, whether you're roasting it in an oven, Shepivim B'chusa, which the opening is covered, or Tzilei Megula Etzel Esh, or you're roasting it open near a fire. Dakol Shor, it's all permitted, because you're not going to come to Mechata. V'yesh machrin b'lkamei b'agos arvim, but yesh machrin that Ramah brings later on, they hold the inamut b'gdi v'oyif, it's not permitted by a goat or a bird, kim k'shitzle b'tanish b'mechus, only when you're roasting on the tana which the opening is covered. But actually, in the tachbatit, it's just not smeared with clay. But what does it mean? They would say, by those two categories, the kashle zik, where the wind is harmful, but if the piyatan, you're not going to open up the opening of the tanner. But when you're roasting it uncovered near the fire, and even there, you would be concerned for Shema Yichata, that you might come to stoke the coal.
Now, the Bi'alacha in Dibre Maschal Afalpi, which the Mishnah had referenced, so he says, look, to explain the words of the Mechab and the Ramah in these two sifim, he says, I'm going to preface the words of the Taisa Shabbos. He literally quotes the Taisa Shabbos, Sefer from Nachrayim that quotes the words of the Gemara and the Paiskim in short. So the Gemara in Shabbos of Yitzchesman Beis says, now that you say that anything that wind is harmful for it, you're not going to uncover it. So when you have Gadya, when you have a Gedi, when you have a kid goat, Bein Tzarek, which means that you smear the opening of the oven all around with clay to make sure that you don't open it, whether you don't, so it should be okay. The Barcha, which is goat, which is tough meat, and Tzarek, if it's sealed, okay, that should also be good. Barcha b'lay sarik. So if it's kid goat meat, which is hard, it's not going to get ruined if you open it up the oven, against which then you might stoke the coals inside. And b'lay sarik, you didn't smear it with clay. Rabbi Yirmiyah says forbidden. Rav Ashi says that's permitted. The Paiskim write that we hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah that yes, it would be us. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Ashi, it says it's permitted. The Mishnah says ain't selim basa butz lebeya. You cannot roast meat, onions, eggs, only if it was roasted from before Shabbos. So, how does he say it's permitted? On that, the Gemara answers, that's talking about bebisser agumri. That's talking about that when the meat is on the coals. Adkan. Mefarshim write, the Rabbi Yirmiyah also agrees to this teretz according to the Maskana. So Tyson the Rush write, that we're talking about tzli, with roasting, and therefore, barcha b'lisagrik, when it's tougher goat meat, and it's not sealed with a clay, the oven, so it's forbidden, even if it's raw. Even though by Kidrachaisa, when you have a raw pot of meat, it's permitted like to put some of here it's going to be forbidden because when you're roasting without a pot, it gets cooked quickly, where therefore it's going to be fit to eat at night time, and maybe you can mechata. Now, according to the opinion of the Rambam and the Mechaber, the primary reason why it's permitted by Gedi, whether you're sogrik or not sogrik, you smear it with clay or not, is because it only needs a little bit of heat. And then we're not concerned then that someone might stoke the coals, because if you're going to do that, it's going to burn. So therefore, even if it's outside of the tanner near the coals, there's no concern shemichata for this reason. However, that's specifically if it's near the coals. But if it's placed on literally the coals itself, then even Megiddi would be forbidden because since it's on the coals literally, you're for sure you're not concerned that it's going to get singed because you want that it should get roasted fast, whatever it takes, whatever the cost. However, when you place it literally on the coals and it gets roasted from before day Kamecha ben Dersai, then it would be permitted, even according to the first opinion in the beginning of Sim Rishon Gimel, where they hold that by a tavshal, generally, Meichel ben Desoy is not effective, like we explained over there. But when it's roasted and it's placed on the coals, for sure it's going to be permitted when it's Meichel ben Desoy. Because in such a case, for sure, person not going to mechata once already like a third or a half cooked, because he's concerned that it's going to get ruined when he's roasting it, that it shouldn't get singed, because it's already at least roasted the amount of like the way ben Desoy usually eats it. Now, regarding the meat of an ox and a goat, the Rambam and the Mechaber hold that it's permitted when it's smeared with clay, when it's inside the oven. But the reason is that for sure a person is not going to open up the oven to be mechata, because if we can open it up, the wind's going to come in, and the meat's going to get hard, and it's going to get ruined. Therefore, if the roast is in a pot, for example, tzlikada pot roast, where it's not going to get hard, so then, if it's totally raw, it's permitted, like it's written in the beginning of the Gimel. But if it's a little bit cooked, then it's forbidden even tzlikader, because since it's not going to get hard, so you have to be concerned, then maybe you can open up the oven to be mechata. According to this is like more answers. Hasam bebisra gumri, this is talking about meat on coals. That's, for example, where literally placed on coals, as he writes in Siv Beis. In such a case, there's no concern for getting singed, just to get roasted quicker, and therefore it's not permitted, only if it's specifically like Meichel ben Desoy. When it reaches Meichel ben Desoy, then it's permitted according to everyone, even according to the Rambam Mechaber in the beginning of Rishon Gimel, like we wrote. This is all according to the opinion of Mechaber over here. But according to the opinion of the Rosh and the Torah that the Ramah brings in his Agah, the primary reason why it's permitted by Gedi is because the wind is harmful for it, and therefore you're not going to uncover the covering of the oven. And therefore it's permitted, even when the opening of the tanner is covered, and when it's not smeared with clay. But by barcha, but by a mature goat, it's not permitted only specifically if you smeared it all around the covering with clay. But in such a case, then there's no concern to the yimim mechata, because the person's not going to put in so much effort to undo all the clay that's all around the seal of the oven. For that reason, it's permitted even if it's in the pot. Now they explain, this is the Gemara answers over there, but bistar gumri, meat on coals, that is when the oven is not covered at all, rather it's totally open. And therefore it's also even by gedi. However, when it's kamech ben nisoy, then it's permitted also, even according to the first opinion, in the beginning of Rishon Gimel, and even if it's not placed on the coals, just near the coals, when it's roasted, that's kamech ben nisoy, you don't have to be concerned, shemichata. This is all understood from the words of the Mechab and the Ramah. That's the Adkan Lashayin of the Tosfos Shabbos. The Masal Abba Tzali, so he said, even though in the previous sermon we said that raw meat you're allowed to keep on the open flame that's in a pot. But Tzali, Vechulu, etc. So he said, look at Mishabru and Siv Cotton Bays that we wrote, even if the Taner is Sasam, even if it's sealed. He says, you should know that this is all according to the Pin of the Shulchan Aruch, the passing like the Riff and the Ram the Rosh, that they pass like Kavir and the Gemara, that Babarach Blei Sarek, when it's mature meat and it's tough meat, when it's not sealed, then it's forbidden. But there are many Rishonim, Rav Haigon, Rav Ben Chanan, the Rezo, the Rashba, Sefer Truma, Mardechai, they pass like Rav Ashi in the Lishna Basra. The Babarach Blei Sarek, when it's tough, with older goat meat and it's not sealed, it is permitted. And the Bach writes, but the Eved, if someone violates or forgets, and he maintained in a covered oven, even though it was not sealed with clay, it's permitted, since there are those who are matlik etchila, and the same thing is anything similar like that. Now it's seen that the same thing would be later on when the Ramah concludes, and hochinok as far as zu, that the custom is like this svar, that is, that on top of the fire, which is uncovered, it's forbidden even by gediva oiv. That's also only like a tchila, but the Eved, one can be mekel by Gedi and Oif near the fire, even though it's totally uncovered, because since the Mechab is mat like a tchila, like the Rambam, that you would also be able to rely on that by the Eved. Some of the dirshus, well, actually, they were the previous bihalachas. Bihalacha in the Maskel Kvar, and that really explained that the minhag is mekel bechazar Shabbos even put on the ground. So it's a look at this made that finds it very difficult. What does the halacha putting on the ground have to do with over here? But so according to what we wrote, it makes sense because the Mishnah Berurah explained what is the flow of the words of Ramah. The Maschal Lismeich, that same thing is that you're allowed to be semich to a town that's not garva kadim, since the pot is still warm and it's totally cooked. So he says, according to what the dogma of Rav explained in the beginning of the sim, the words of Mokin Avram, it's Mukhad Ramah is going on smich like a chil b'Shabbos. That you're allowed initially put near the, for the first time on Shabbos, but that's a doichik. First of all, what's Ramah saying, b'huadin l'smich? What does smich like a chil have to do regarding putting on the ground? And also, that this idea is told by regarding Chazar, that you take out Shabbos in the morning from the tanner that you had insulated, and you put it near the tanner on Beis HaChayv when it's still warm. So it says more appropriate, as I explained, Chalit Shabik Be'egi over there, that Ramah is talking about regarding Chazar, and therefore, I have to explain the word Ramah again, like we explained, which he did this already in the Mishnah Berurah. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number one, that the Mishnah Berurah discussed, that the halacha of Eitz La'esh, that's problematic, is excluding pot roast, which like in the pot, and then you let a to Shia if it's raw. Slikad the Rashi Psachim explains that's meat that's cooked in the pot without any water, without any other beverages, or just with the water that comes out from the piece of meat itself. Dirshu number two, the words of Be'alacha, that is no concern of Chitui. So regarding placing a pot initially on Shabbos on the fire, in a situation where there's no problem about Bishul, when the place of where the chitu, where the stoking is covered with clay, it's sealed. Chaz Nish writes that we don't find the het of tach petit only when you do shear from a pot from before Shabbos, but not by putting a pot on the fire on Shabbos itself. Now regarding returning a pot on Shabbos on the fire that there's no guf or ketuma, when the place of the chitu is tach petit, so according to what the Mishbura wrote in Simrish and the Gimel, Subkal HaMazayin, for the reason of the Issa Chazar, that looks like you're cooking, so there would not be any reason to permit Chazar, even if the place of Chitu is Tach Batit. But according to what the Mishbura wrote in over there in Subkal HaMazayin, Kof Gimel and Sharatzin over there, Subkal HaMazayin, that the reason of the Issa Chazar is because of concern that you might be Chata when you're returning it, and that's what Chaz Nish writes, so maybe it should just be permitted to do that when the Mokum HaChitu is Tach Batit, because since the place where Chitu is Tach Batit, there's no concern that you can come in the Chata. However, the Mashmoy is the words of Chaz Nish, and that even regarding Chazar, it doesn't help Tach Batit, and that's how it's brought in Shana Lach, as Ramchaim can ask it. Dish number four, from the words of Be'alocha, the mashmois of his words is Akabon by Barucha, by the older kid, older goat meat that's uncovered near the fire, one cannot be mekel even b'di'evi. Because if you're saying b'di'evi, you can be mekel by k'diva if near the fire. But it sounds like by Barucha, that would not be any makam to be mekel. Dishra number 5. Halacha regarding Bishul to be halacha writes, like a tchilo, one should be machim like the first opinion, but if he delayed, then, for example, this guest that came right before Shkia and they asked to cook for them, you can make land do Shia even by a tafshal that was not cooked but chatzi Bishul, like the second opinion. Chaznish is inclined that even like a tchilo, one could be make land do Shia of a tafshal that was not cooked but the amount of Michael ben Josei. Dishra number 6. If because of the abundance of the food in the pot, so it's going to have to cook a long period of time, the Pinner Miskarel says that Mashmash words of Chaznish is that has the same equivalent halacha as Basachai raw meat, where there's no concern for the night milk is not going to be ready, even though it's not raw meat, and that would be permitted even on open flame. Dirshun